We got a Christian society that cries over the crucifixion of Christ, but ain't against capital punishment, and too dumb and ignorant to understand that what happened to Jesus Christ was capital punishment. Which means if Jesus Christ came back to America today and bugged the same super rich folks, they'd give him an electric chair. And all y'all be walking around with an electric chair around your neck. But y'all don't understand Khomeini. Y'all don't understand Iran. The biggest Christian festivities that's held in the Western world just finished 3 weeks ago today in New Orleans, called the Mardi Gras. That is the biggest Christian festivities in the Western world, and the only Christian festivities where whores come in from all over the world to help you celebrate it. And don't take my word, go to New Orleans, they'll tell you, during Mardi Gras, that Christian festivity, they sell more pussy and more whiskey in New Orleans that time than any other time, and that's all New Orleans is a whiskey pussy town. Y'all crazy. And then after you, them Christians get there and get through all they feel, then Ash Wednesday, they hit the head on the ash and fake a prayer for 40 days. Y'all out your mind. And how long do you sit by and take that manipulation? How long? Somewhere. And they just keep programming us. The mall majority. Are you serious? The mall, what? They ain't never talked about no mall issues. They ain't never talked about racism and sexism and the gap between the rich and the poor. You ain't never told them to come out against world hunger. The mall majority. You ever see them on them, you see them on TV? Take a look at them. The mall majority ain't nothing but a bunch of old ugly white women that won't nobody date. And if you don't believe it, don't take my word. Turn on the 700 Club and see how many of them old ugly women you take to lunch. Y'all got a big job. And I just wonder how long are you black folks going to sit by and believe that all the white folks is after you, and how long you white folks in America going to sit by and be silly enough to believe that you safe? Same white folks that's messing with me been messing with you. And I wonder, when are you white folks going to get hip to it? And I guess, well, I'm just really disappointed with white folks, and I guess you ain't got nothing to do with it. It's me. My dumbness, my ignorance. I mean, I cannot believe. See, I'm born and raised in an all-black segregated community, and I really thought you white folks in America had your act together. I thought y'all was taking care of business. Well, I used to pray every night, oh Lord, let me be like white folks when I grow up. And one day we forced this country to integrate, and I get over here with you white folks and find out you white folks is crazier than niggas. And the bad part about it is you don't even know it, walking around thinking you cute and thinking you safe, and they're fixing to blow you away. The one big thing between white folks and black folks in America, we know what they'll do to us when they do it to y'all. Y'all be surprised. Then you want to sue. I'm sitting over in that black school, reading them history books, all them lies. I say, oh God, just let me get over here with white folks, because I know they got the truth in their book. I finally get to this integrated school and get to reading your book. And not only do they lay the same lie on you they laid on me, they philosophize on yours and expand it and really make it big. And I thought, y'all, I just pray now. Thank God you didn't answer that prayer. I mean, I'm sitting over there reading about Columbus discovered America. You know that boy got lost. And I get over here and read you white folks' book, and they run the same lie on you, and I just look like, I just expect you white folks to say, well, how can you discover a country that's already occupied? Where was the Indians when that Columbus boy got here? Because check it, if you can discover a country that's already occupied, that puts y'all in pretty bad shape. That means I can walk out on the parking lot today and discover your car with you in it. I mean, where do that? Somewhere. I mean, I just keep looking, and I just knew you white folks were gonna wake up with Kent State. Cause I figured the first time you white folks get hip enough to realize, then we can come together and change this thing. There ain't but 5 white folks on the whole planet. The rest of y'all's imposters. Hey, white ain't never had nothing to do with a color. That's an attitude. And before you can have that attitude, you got to have some big billions of bucks in your bank account. If you ain't got that, you a nigga. And if you don't understand what's going down, check out Kent State. Look at those pictures. There were no black folks in the crowd that day. They can't even make like they were shooting at niggas and hit white folk by mistake. They went there with the express intention and purpose of gunning down some white students. And you black folks that believe it's a white thing after you, you better go to Buffalo, New York and check out the Love Canal. No, didn't no black folks live there? Love Canal is where them white folks dump their chemical bile waste. And after they filled it up, they said, what are we going to do with this mess? They said, let's build some homes for white folks. So white folks ain't going to move here. As long as ain't no niggas there, they'll move here.